Secret number two, you want to do everything you can to get on their side of the table. Now, how do you do that? Well, you want to find a hook to understand their perspective, their viewpoint, their way of looking at things. And if you're in conflict, it is likely different from yours. That's sort of a foregone conclusion that theirs is different from yours if you're in conflict. What is often true is it's difficult to get outside yourself to see another person's perspective very clearly if you don't have some type of model or tool or hook to help you do that. I suggest you learn to apply a pattern of behavior of some kind. My personal preference is the DISC model because I believe it is a simple, easy to apply, even in an emotionally charged situation model. Maybe not the best clinically accurate model, but I'm not looking for clinical accuracy. I'm looking for practical application. There are other models people use, Myers-Briggs, True Colors, many other models. Personally, I use the DISC model. If you look on my website, that's the reference you're going to find me using and in my other products. And so I'm not teaching a model here today. I'm just saying that I suggest you learn a model and learn how to apply it. Patterns are patterns of behavior, patterns of communication style, patterns of conflict style help you start to understand how another person sees things, even if you don't agree with how they see it. You can at least understand it. It helps you to validate their viewpoint. Validating their viewpoint is really important because one of the things, and I learned this statement from Patrick Lencioni's book, Five Dysfunctions of a Team. And he says in that book that reasonable people, remember we said normal human psychology, so I'm assuming reasonable people don't need to get their way so much as they need to be heard and understood. So when you can understand another person's perspective and validate they have a legitimate viewpoint, even if you don't agree with it, that you can see how they saw it that way, you're going to tend to de-escalate the conflict. So get on their side of the table. Understand their needs. And finally, a pattern helps you to know what pushes your hot buttons so you can have better emotional control. For example, I know that for me, respect and appropriateness, meaning like following the rules, is a hot button for me. So when I see people violate respectful behaviors from my viewpoint or violate rules from my viewpoint, it tends to trigger me to respond negatively. And I have to be on guard for that to make sure I'm not going overboard with that reaction. So patterns help you know how your responses might be different from someone else's. And so you can see where your response, even though appropriate for you, might seem inappropriate to them. So it gets your buttons pushed, you respond, and then you actually escalate the conflict because you're responding from your viewpoint instead of understanding their viewpoint. Knowing a pattern of behavior will help you do that. It helps you get outside yourself and be a little more objective about things. Okay, so as you try to get on their side of the table, you want to realize that everything people do makes sense to them. I'll say it again. Everything people do makes sense to them. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, if it looks crazy to you, it's not crazy as far as they're concerned. It makes perfect sense to them. So I learned three things from a book called Negotiation Genius. And if you'd like to learn perspectives about the negotiation process and how that applies in conflict, I suggest you read that book. But here are the three things I say in that book that are really powerful. First thing is that they don't have all of the information you have. Second one is they have constraints that you don't understand. And third, they have interest that you don't understand. I'll pick those apart just a little bit. So they're not crazy. They don't have all the information you have. There's something you know they don't know. That they have made a decision based on partial information, and if they knew what you knew, they might decide differently. So the way we approach that is to realize maybe they don't know everything we know about a situation or know all the facts behind something, so I can listen for missing pieces of information and look for an opportunity to share it with them as a way to resolve the conflict, getting on their side of the table. What piece of information are they missing? Or they have constraints that you don't understand. For example, they have budgetary constraints or time constraints or family situation constraints, or they're working with a process in their department or their part of the business that conflicts with the process that's in your part of the business. So those will be structural constraints in the business that cause them to behave in ways that don't really make sense to you. And if you understood them, you would understand their perspective better. Or they have interests that you don't understand. They have things they're concerned about. They have family concerns or health concerns or time concerns, sort of like constraints, a little bit different. Maybe they have a different objective because of something they're trying to accomplish that you're not aware of. So they have interests that you don't understand. If you can see their behaviors in the light that they're not crazy, that there's some legitimate driver behind that behavior, then you can start to look at it differently and get on their side of the table as you try to resolve the conflict. So that would be secret number two. Get on their side of the table.